Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the girl that's here to hype you up, to make you feel just a bit better than you may have been feeling, and to get you ready to go to your next level. Let's go ahead and get started on today's topic. Today, I want to talk to you, funnily enough, about a TV show that I watched over the weekend that has me pondering a lot of things. And I don't know what kind of television you like to watch. Maybe you're a reality show kind of gal. Maybe you're somebody who likes more of the mysteries, the thrillers, things like that, whatever it might be. But I haven't had a show that's really made me question so much since watching this show. And my dad actually told me about it. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll check it out. You know, you get so many recommendations from people in regards to TV shows and, oh, you haven't seen this? Oh my gosh, you got to watch this. But when it comes to my dad, I don't know if you know, but I'm a daddy's girl. And so usually I try and kind of take his advice or go and at least check it out. And the show is called Looking for Alaska, and it's on Hulu. And it was actually made back in 2019. So I thought, okay, this is not a new show. There's only one season. What am I getting myself into? And I'm not going to give everything away because you may decide, I absolutely want to go watch this. This totally sounds like my cup of tea. Or you may say, Melissa, what are you doing even watching something like that? But to give you an overall premise of the show, there's this boy named Miles, and he's always been a little different, didn't exactly make many friends in his high school. So he essentially goes to this high school that almost looks like a camp. And it's for very well-educated students. And he basically makes friends with this group of kind of outcasts or misfits. And it's actually set in 2005. And that's when I graduated high school. So I was like, okay, number one, the music is going to be totally my kind of music. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but they actually say that the music you love the most comes from those adolescent years, like high school, middle school, that kind of thing. Because we resonate a lot with like the timing of our lives, and it was such a, you know, whatever. So that music, if that's your favorite, it's because it was that great time in your life or whatever. So, I just thought that was cool. But, so in this story, there is a girl named Alaska, hence why the show is called Looking for Alaska. And, they have a lot of kind of deep conversations in this show about one of Miles's fascinations is famous people's last words. And so obviously they're talking about death a little bit, but it really just hit me a different type of way. Like, I was sobbing probably the last episode and a half of this show simply because there is death in the show, and I have a friend, my friend Randy, who passed last year. So it just hit me a different type of way. Like, my husband and I watched it together, and he's like, why are you sobbing? And I'm like, because I'm thinking about Randy this whole time. But it really just got me thinking about how short our life is, and how we have so much time in our life, right? Like, yes, are some of our lives cut drastically short for a reason we will never understand? Absolutely. Like, I look at my friend Randy's life, and she was a mom in her 30s and has two young children who are never going to be able to see their mom again. And I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand why God had that happen, right? And I wish I knew the answer. But I put up a post this morning, actually, on Facebook, and I just said, if you're reading this, congratulations. God allowed you to wake up again this morning. Like, you have a purpose here. Don't take that for granted. And a lot of people resonated with it, and, you know, were happy to see it. And it just, like, that show made me really opened my eyes to that. I mean, of course, I understand like our time here is limited, but it just made me like remember that we never know when our last day is going to be. And that sucks. Like it sucks because we leave conversations angry. We get in a fight with someone and we don't talk to them for years. We leave things unsaid. We don't go after the desires of our heart, truly. We, you know, all of these things that we don't do due to fear or, you know, anger or jealousy or frustration or whatever. And it's all such bullshit. Like, I think about it and it's just all so trivial and so minimal. It's like, why are we even getting so upset over such small things? And I know that there's so many unhealed people in this world. I myself am an imperfect, imperfect human who still has stuff to figure out. But if we could just love one another a little bit more today, how much better would the world be? How big of an impact could you make by doing something small for somebody else, by telling that person that you love them, by sending a gratitude text to a friend who's really changed your life for the better, even by doing something small? Like, it doesn't have to be all these big, grandiose things. It can be something small. And I don't know. It really hit me this weekend after that show. And so I was a mess after that show. I will never watch it again. It was good and it was horrible, all in the same respect. It was like 8 episodes, so probably binged 8 hours worth of TV this weekend. But you know what? It stopped and it made me think. So there was some pranking and things like that in it too. So it was cute. But I just want you to take a moment. Wherever it is you are, if you're not driving, just close your eyes and put your hand on your heart and know that whatever it is that's going on in your world, whether you're living the best day of your life or whether today freaking sucks, I want you to put your hand over your heart and just be grateful for just a moment, simply for the fact that your heart is still beating. I don't know if today is the best day. I don't know if today is the worst day. I don't know if it's somewhere in between. But I know that you're here for a reason, and I know that there's a purpose that you're still here. I truly feel like God has given us this life because maybe we have lessons to learn or moments to experience or something. I don't know. I don't know the true reason, but I believe that it's because we have lessons to learn. We have experiences that we need to experience before we can leave this earth, you know, earthside. And I think that's why we're here. And so I want you to just take a moment and just be grateful for the fact that you're here, that you still have lessons to learn. You still have people you have yet to meet that are going to change your life. Your best days may still be ahead of you. And just take comfort in knowing that. So that's what was on my heart today. I hope it spoke to you. If it did, I'd love to hear how. So that's always really important to me. So you can feel free to screenshot this and share it on your Instagram. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman, or you can connect with me over on Facebook. I did put both of my social media forms in the show notes, and I look forward to chatting with you on the next one. I love you. Bye.